Good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, I can sure relate to the vision situation you've got, Melvin. I have double vision. Everything I look at is double. This morning when we were singing, when we all get to heaven, when we all get to heaven, when we all, you know, I just sing it over and over and over again. The only benefit to having double vision, I think, is when I look over at my sweet wife, Beth. I see two Beths. And I think, what a blessed man I am. Was that good, Charles? I might get lunch today. Anyway, it's great to have you here today. What a wonderful day. I'm so glad the temperatures are beginning to rise a little bit. We love having visitors with us, especially first time. Are there any first time visitors with us today? If you wouldn't mind introducing yourself, any first timers? Okay. Good to have you all here today. I've got some announcements that have been given to me or shared. Our own Casey Marsh is preaching at the church in Tallahena today, so let's be sure Hank can remember him in our prayers. It's great to see you back with us, Mary. Good to have you here. Also want to mention Jenny's birthday was yesterday. She finally made it to 29. Good for you. It's good to see you. Happy birthday, Jenny. Also, a friend of Marty Mefford, Verla Marsh's son, passed away. So we want to remember that family. No relationship to Casey, though, right? To your knowledge. Okay. The Verla Marsh's son. And we also, Hank, I know you probably have this down. Be sure to remember Niños de Mexico in our prayer. I got a call this morning from Lloyd and Linda. They're in Kansas. They'll be traveling back, I think, today. We want to remember Lloyd and Linda in our prayers. Also, Tuesday, he's having 19 teeth pulled. And I think they'll replace them at the same time. So that's, to me, that's major surgery. So let's keep Lloyd in our prayers for that. Okay, so Trey's got the microphone. If you've got a prayer request, raise your hand and just talk into the mic. Tell us your name, and then we'll get on the prayer list. Mary.
Well, I had a good report from my heart doctor this last week, and I do have an unspoken prayer request. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Anyone on this side? There we go.
I just want to thank everybody and give God praise that our inaugural went good. I'd ask for prayer for Callie and all the first responders that are her friends and just all of them in general. And as we know, the inaugural went great, and Callie said it was a success. And so anyway, I appreciate your prayers on that. And if y'all could please keep Josie in your prayers. She's struggling a little bit physically and mentally, and we're fixing to head into season. So she had an injury, and it got infected, and so she had to go to the clinic and get antibiotics and some stuff. So anyway, struggling a little bit with that, so ask for prayers, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Misty. You bet. Deborah?
I have three unspoken prayers, and I'm asking for prayers for my Aunt Peggy Hall because her husband passed away 2 days ago.
Thank you, Deborah. You bet. Others on this side. Okay, how about over here? Yes, Lynn?
Good morning. Lynn Bell. I'm asking for prayers for our daughter, Melissa. She has been off of work for 3 weeks with swelling that and redness that goes all the way up to her knees, and her feet are just almost deformed. They're so swollen. Mm-hmm. They've tried different medications. They all had different side effects. They cannot figure out what it is or why it's happening. She begged them to let her go back to work because she has to pay rent. So she goes back to work Monday. Yesterday I went and had a girl's day with her. We were in the car for no more than 20 minutes, and we had to turn around and go back because her feet and legs started swelling again. Mm-hmm. So my prayer is that she can get through a day of work. Her restrictions are 1 hour on her feet and 1 hour off. That's the only way the doctor would let her go back. Okay. So please pray that she can work because she has rent to pay.
Okay. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.
Yes. Amy?
Amy Hastings. I just wanted to ask for the church to pray for my ex-sister-in-law. She has the same cancer that my daughter had, and she's a lot older. She's not as healthy, and I haven't been able to get her to respond to me for two to three weeks, so I'm really worried about her. So I just wanted to ask for prayers for her.
What is her name, Amy?
Her name is Patty.
Patty. Okay. Thank you, Amy. Anyone else on this side? Patty up here.
Just wanted to say thanks for the prayers for Corinne. She had the baby, the surrogacy baby, and it all went well. The baby was tiny, only 4'2", wow. But she was able to leave the hospital on Wednesday, and the parents are from Spain, so now they have to wait around in the U.S. to get the birth certificate and passport, but thankfully the baby was able to go back to the hotel. And then on our son, Taylor, still don't know. The job, it sounds good, but it's just struggles in upper management, you know, different people wanting different people. So please, hopefully we'll know something tomorrow.
Right. Thank you, Patty. Other requests? This side? Okay. Yes, Kay.
I want us to pray for the families in Nashville, Tennessee. There was a school shooting there. And while we pray for them, we need to pray for our local schools. Any teachers, students in your area, pray for that the angels of heaven would stand guard at the door and they would be protected. This is a sad, sad thing. Also, Hank's praying, so I know he'll include the military and policemen, firemen, and the leadership of our country and Israel.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Kay. Other prayer requests? Trey, that goes to Hank. And let's go ahead and have our prayer song.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so very much for this time that you give us that we might lift up our prayer needs and the things that you've done for us this past week, Lord, the praises that need to go up to you because you watch over us and take such good care of us, Lord. And Lord, as we do prepare to bring these petitions to you, we just know that you know each and everyone's need, Lord, and that you will address those needs, and we thank you and praise you for that ahead of time, Lord. And Lord, as we know Casey's preaching this morning down at Tallahena, we are so very thankful for that, for his progress down there at school, and we just ask that you would continue to be with him and watch over him as he continues on in his education, Lord. And we ask that you would please be with Verla Marsh and the rest of her family at the loss of her son this past week, and that you would just bless them and give them the comfort that only you can, Lord, and we praise you for that. Lord, for the mission of the month, Niños, we just have heard earlier about the work that they do there, and Lord, we just pray that as a group we can continue to support them, that they might touch so many lives down there, Lord. We just ask that you would continue to be with them. Please be with Lloyd and Linda as they're traveling back from Kansas, and that you would just keep them safe on the road and bring them home safely, Lord. And then Tuesday, as Lloyd gets ready to go to the dentist and have all these teeth pulled, we ask that you would be with the dentist that's doing the procedure and be with Lloyd, Lord, as he goes through all of this. And please just watch over him and help him to be able to recover quickly and be back with us. Lord, we are so glad that Mary Stonecipher's back with us today and has a good report this past week on her heart, Lord. And we thank you for that and for her unspoken prayers, Lord, that you would just take care of them. And also, Debbie had unspoken prayers, and that you would just be with the both of them and attend to their needs. Lord, we are glad that Phil and Lorraine are back with us this morning and here to spend time with us, and we thank you for that. We want to thank you and praise you for being with our inauguration this past week. And, of course, we know Callie was up there with all of the rest of the folks she works with on duty. And we thank you that there was not an incident up there and that everything went well, Lord. And just please continue with that as the government officials change out and do all the different things that are going on right now, that you would continue to be with them. We want to lift up Josie also, as she's had illness, and that you would just be with her and let her know that you're always there with her, Lord, and be able to help her mentally, and of course with the physical injury that she has, and the fact that she wants to play and continue on so much, Lord, that you just be with her. Also, with Debbie's unspoken, we want to lift up the Hall family that at the loss of David just this day before yesterday, and please be with them again. Comfort them as only you can. We ask that you would be with Lynn and Henry's daughter, Melissa. She's had to miss so much work, and the problem she's having with her feet and her legs swelling, Lord. And the fact that she does get to go back to work tomorrow, Lord, but we would ask a special blessing upon her that she'll be able to get through that first work day back and that all will go well for her. And for Amy's sister-in-law that has cancer, Patty, Lord, we just ask that you would be with her, be with the doctors as they treat her, and just watch over her, help her to recover, Lord. And we just know Amy's concerned about that. We thank you for Corinne's delivery this past week of the baby, and we understand that it was small, but everything went well, and we're thankful for Corinne recovering from the C-section well and just getting along good. We again would like to lift up Taylor, as the job is still hanging in the balance, Lord, and we just know that if it's your will, he will indeed get that job. So we'll just continue to pray for him. And we'd like to lift up those people in Tennessee where they had the school shooting, Lord, and we just pray for those people and those that have either lost loved ones or just have people, loved ones that are injured in that incident, Lord. So please just be with them. And the schools around here close, just schools across the country, Lord, that need to have that extra special hedge of protection around them, as so many people I don't know, Lord, how they can think that going into the school and shooting people does any good. But, Lord, you know their minds, and we just pray that you would continue to be with our young people, the teachers, and all the people that deal with the schools, Lord. We, as we're praying for them, we just want to continue to lift up our military and our police, our first responders, Lord, that you would just be with them as they do, of course, put their lives on the line each and every day for us. And then our country, Lord, as we continue to switch over and have new leadership, Lord, we'd pray for that to continue to go smoothly, and the fact that those leaders need to look to you for guidance, Lord. And then also we want to continue to pray for Israel and guidance over there for the prime minister, and be with him as he makes decisions for the country over there, and just be with them and watch over them. And we want to continue to lift up Allie as she's still in the hospital, Lord, and is trying to recover from the pneumonia. So we just ask that you'd please be with her and continue to strengthen her, that she might be able to get back home to be with Leon, be with him, as I know he's missing her. We thank you now again for the blessings of the day and for your love, Lord. And we just ask that you'd be with us as we continue on through the service today, and just watch over us and guide us. These things we pray in your name. Amen.